Hello, respected viewers. So welcome back to my channel once again. And yeah, I'm talking about the Elgin marbles, which are in the British Museum. So this issue's been separating for decades, and it's come to the fore once more because the Prime Minister of the Hellenic Republic visited Londinium perhaps a fortnight ago. Forgive me if I butcher his surname, but it's Mitsotakis. And he was saying once again that he would like to see these restored to Greece, whence they came. And so the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, was so mortally affronted by this that he cancelled a meeting at the last minute. But he did proffer the person of Oliver Dowden, the Deputy Prime Minister, in order to meet Mitsotakis instead. So was this snub? Was that, you know, half-hearted? What do you think? Because if you're going to make a calculated insult at a foreign premier, then perhaps you ought to do so full-throatedly and not this rather damp squib. But nevertheless, the Greek Prime Minister, he had a tete-a-tete with Keir Starmer, Labour's leader, and presumably going to be Prime Minister next year. But obviously, that is a very cruel punishment to inflict on Mr. Mitsotakis, meeting Keir Starmer. All right, he wanted to meet Keir anyway. So Starmer comes out statesman-like, rising above the fray instead of these supposedly puerile antics by Rishi Sunak, who's being too, what would the word be, chauvinistic about it. So, and as you go back to ancient Athens, some of these monuments are almost 3,000 years old. These frescoes from the Parthenon, which is as in the temple dedicated to the Virgin atop the Acropolis, that hill in the center of Athens, as in upper city, is what it means. So that was really the center of Hellenic culture. Anyway, then the Ottomans, they conquered what we call Greece in the 15th century AD, and it was under the Ottoman yoke for almost 400 years. So Greece became independent in the 1820s, and the modern Greek state expanded and expanded. Obviously, the Megali idea of getting back Asia Minor did not come to fruition despite their valiant efforts in the early 1920s, the Greco-Turkish War, or as the Turks call it, the War of National Salvation. But anyway, rewind about the 1820s. It's just after the Napoleonic era, and so the Ottomans are striving to suppress a Greek independence uprising, and the Philhellenes in the United Kingdom, France, the Russian Empire, and so forth, they lend their full support to the cause of Greek separatism. And indeed, Lord Byron, the celebrated romantic poet, he sailed off there to fight. But he noticed that the Ottomans denounced the Greek insurgents as no better than banditti. Now, he was aghast to discover the occasion this was true, and there's lots of squabbling between different Greek factions. Now, the Ottomans were notorious for the many atrocities they visited upon the civilian populations of subjugated people whenever there was a rebellion. And so some of the Greeks were so outraged by this, they decided to repay the Ottomans their own coin. There was a little Turkish girl who was going to be killed in vengeance, but Byron interceded and no, saved her, said, "I'll bring her up as my own daughter." But the Ottomans were using the Parthenon as a ammunition dump. The British ambassador to the Sublime Porte was the Earl of Elgin, and he thought that by accident or design, this could be blown sky high, and this world heritage would be lost to posterity, because the Ottomans didn't value the Hellenistic heritage whatsoever, partly because it wasn't theirs, and the other thing is, of course, it was pre-Islamic, so this was something infidel. So luckily, that their iconographic tendencies didn't lead them to deliberately demolish it. You know, the Greeks themselves could have deliberately blown it up in order to so that the Ottomans would be short of ammunition, but that didn't happen, even though that would be a big sacrifice, losing some of their heritage. So he persuaded the Ottomans to sell him these items. Now, that is disputed because supposedly a firman, as in like an edict, saying that was issued. And that firman has been lost. It can't be found in the Ottoman archives. And all right, there was a lot of chaos. Things went missing, particularly the upheaval that the Ottoman state and the Turkish Republic had in the early 1920s. There's only an Italian translation of the firman. And so some people dispute that's what the authenticity of that. In the end, it's all shipped back to the United Kingdom, displayed in the British Museum in Bloomsbury, London, which was founded some time later. So Greece became independent, had a fairly cordial relationship with the United Kingdom, which of course was the preeminent world power and had paramountcy within the Mediterranean. The cruciality of access to the sea for Greece can scarcely be overstated. So it's got a long littoral, but they did not want to run afoul of the premier maritime power. And they got back more of their land over through the 19th century, partly by the United Kingdom's leaning towards them. But obviously there was a Turkophile faction within British politics that said, no, we must prop up the sick man of Europe, the Ottoman Empire. So there are a number of disputes down the centuries between independent Greece and the UK, of the Ionian Islands, over Cyprus and so forth. But Greece joined NATO, Greece joined the European Union, both of them after the United Kingdom. But in recent decades, the cries become ever more strident for the restitution of these items. And there are a number of arguments why people say they ought to be returned to Greece. Bring them back is the name of their campaign. Well, first of all, they are Greek. That's it. They belong in Greece. They should be in situ where they were first displayed, which is to say in the Acropolis, or on the Acropolis, perhaps I should say. Another thing is that they were stolen, even if they were sold by the Ottomans, it wasn't theirs to sell. There's a principle of law that there's no rightful ownership over stolen property, caveat emptor. Even if you're not knowingly receiving stolen goods, if you purchase them innocently, that you don't have good title, nemo dat quod non habet, and so forth. But the Britons could say, well, there was no Greek state at the time, whether it was moral or immoral. The Ottoman Empire controlled Greece. That was internationally accepted by everybody. And so that therefore the purchase was legal. Another thing is sort of like squatters' rights. The United Kingdom's had them for 200 years now, and that they were well looked after in the British Museum, seen by more people because of that. Well, actually, apparently some of them were damaged in the cleaning process. So the late, great Christopher Hitchens, he lent his weight to the campaign to restore the Elgin marbles to Greece. Of course, he's married to a Greek Cypriot, and he was an outspoken Philhellene, perhaps why he's named his son Alexander, and so forth. He wrote that hostage to history, Cyprus from Suleiman the Magnificent to Henry Kissinger. Anyhow, he wrote that book about the Elgin marbles, saying that they ought to be given back. But that still hasn't transpired. And obviously there's this campaign against the legacy of imperialism. But let's not forget that Greece is the country that gave us the word colony. So most countries have colonized others and been colonized themselves. And obviously Greece raided other countries and carried off war booty and so forth. But you might say that's millennia ago, and I suppose that's true. But nevertheless, the principle is still the same. There's the Museums Act saying that the United Kingdom cannot restore any items like that. But then things that were owned by sort of Cambridge University colleges, they've given some things back to Ghana and so forth. So the British Museum could give these things on long-term loan to Greece. If they were given, would they ever be restored? Perhaps as a via media where Greece could display them for 10 years or some of them or something like that. But partly people in the United Kingdom are perturbed by the principle that if that principle is established, then perhaps most of the artifacts in the British Museum will be returned to far-off lands. Often it's difficult to prove that you're a successor state or whatever, you know, antecedent state there was, but not really in the case of Greece. So, I mean, I'm minded to say no for some of the reasons I've adumbrated here before, but I don't have a terribly strong view on this issue. All right. So thank you so much for watching my channel. What do you think? Please put your comments here under. Little Pip.